Well, hi, everybody. Jerry Escher here. I'm going to be joined by Debbie Giorgiani in just a moment and Father Donald Calloway. We are at about the 1 minute mark here. Father is with us on the line, and we just thank you all for being a part of this webinar. We know it's going to be very, very impactful. Father is going to share with us about the beauties and the power of the rosary, of which he has written in so many of his great books. Debbie will share some of those book titles with you. And then something we're really excited about, especially me, my middle name is Joseph, named after the great saint. And we're going to be hearing about a consecration to Saint Joseph that Father Donald Calloway is promoting, and is what he expects to see with regard to that. And it's just going to be, I think it's going to be just another powerful way of us consecrating ourselves individually and our nation and the church to really the hidden one, Saint Joseph, who is, while he's hidden, he is so very, very powerful. So we are just about set to go here. So Debbie, I think you're with me there.
I am. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad you all signed in for and registered for this wonderful webinar that we're doing this month, especially during the Rosary month. And so we couldn't think of anybody better than Father Donald Calloway. I mean, how amazing. And he's dedicated pretty much his whole ministry life to the Rosary and now consecration to Saint Joseph. So he'll be with us in just a minute. But Jerry, I'm excited. Everybody's registering now or signing in now, I hear, and they can hear us, so we're off and running.
Okay, well, we do want to welcome our guest for this free webinar. It is Father Donald Calloway. He was born in 1972 in Dearborn, Michigan. As many of you, maybe most of you know, he is a member of the Congregation of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. How's that for a great consecration and devotion to our Blessed Mother? He was ordained a priest in May of 2003 at the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, where we went on our pilgrimage here just a couple months ago. He has his BA from Franciscan University of Steubenville, his Master of Divinity from the Dominican House of Studies in Washington, D.C., and advanced degrees from the Dominican House of Studies and the International Marian Research Institute. His favorite saints, Debbie, you're going to love these, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, his guardian angel, and Saint Michael, the archangel. His favorite devotions are the Rosary and Divine Mercy, and his favorite hobby is surfing. Father Calloway, welcome to our webinar. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much. Good to be with you and all the people who have tuned in.
Hey, do you get to surf very much anymore these days?
Oh boy, not as much as I used to, I have to say, and because of that I'm getting a little out of shape. Surfing keeps you in shape, but as I get older it's a little harder.
Wow. You know, Father, every time I think of the Rosary, I now think of you, because you have dedicated, like I said, your whole entire, I think, ministry work to the Blessed Mother and the Rosary and getting us all up to speed on the power of the Rosary. And this being Rosary month, you know, let's just dive right into it and just, you know, help us to be, you know, more dedicated, if you will, to what we can gain from praying the Rosary on a daily basis, Father.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many blessings. I mean, you know, there's the blessing of, you know, Sister Lucia dos Santos, the longest lived visionary of the Fatima apparitions. She said that there is no difficulty that cannot be overcome with the Rosary. So if you're suffering from, you know, anxiety or stress or some kind of, attachment to something that's not good for you, or if you're struggling with addictions, if you're, you know, in a difficult relationship, whatever it may be, the Rosary is there. And it's something that you can do anywhere. It takes 20 minutes to pray a well-prayed Rosary. And Venerable Fulton Sheen says the same thing. He says, there has never been a mind so disturbed that it can't find peace in the Rosary. And so I tell you what, that gives me a lot of comfort, because I get a lot of stress these days, you know. And so, boy, the Rosary is always, always, prayed by me and in my pocket, always.
Father, could you share with us a little bit, if I understand, you know, your background right, I know your mother prayed hard for you, probably both of your parents, but what role did the Rosary and our Blessed Mother play in your conversion, your own, calling to the priesthood in your life as you are a priestly minister today?
Yeah, well, when my mom and dad had their conversion to Catholicism, you know, I didn't know it, but they took up this devotional life and they started praying the Rosary. And my mom was praying specifically for me, for my conversion. And it took a while, you know, it like water over a rock, it takes time to smooth it out. And so it took some years, but yeah, it was huge. And then when I had my conversion, you know, God bless these little Filipino women I met in church, because they kind of made me their little disciple of the rosary. And I just, ever since that time, it's been with me every day, everywhere I go. And yeah, it's just a huge part, as Debbie said, of my life and of my priesthood.
It's very obvious, Father, and you're doing such great work and helping all of us be catechized in the special devotion of the rosary. But Father, let's talk about that, because, you know, a lot of folks, they say the rosary very quickly, and that came up a lot on some questions that came in from today's show about how focused do we need to be when praying the rosary. Like, for instance, Father, can you pray the rosary while driving your car? Can you pray the rosary while doing your housework? Can you kind of speed through it, or should it be really the way at Our Lady said to the children in Fatima about making sure that, you know, you concentrate on every mystery? Mm-hmm. Help us out with this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first I probably would definitely tell everybody, nobody has prayed a perfect rosary. I mean, well, maybe St. Padre Pio or something, you know, but I mean, everybody's going to get distracted. That's just normal. I mean, St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower whom we all love, she really struggled to pray the rosary because her mind was just all over the place. That's normal. That's normal. And so God will take, you know, whatever we give him, as long as our intention is good. If our mind is wandering, well, you just bring your mind back to the mystery. And if that happens constantly throughout it, like it does for me, I mean, I've written 5 books on the rosary, and I get distracted. I'm 3 Hail Marys deep, and I'm already forgetting what mystery I'm on. You know, so it's normal. It happens. But the key thing is to persevere in love, because when you love, you know, you don't stop. You keep going. And so, but there is, you're right, there is something about the speed that's important. So yes, you as an individual, or if there's people in the car, can pray the rosary while driving. Your attention is not going to be as focused as it could where you're not preoccupied, but that's okay. God will take that. But when we pray it, you know, for example, with other people in a more solemn setting, we need to have a certain pace that is a regular pace, not flying like we're, you know, one of my Dominican friends in Ireland says, remember what the stop sign, what the road sign says, speed kills. Well, it's the same thing with the rosary. Don't fly through it, you know, but just racing through it, like, you know, to get it done. And then on the other end, don't go so slow that you're like, you know, dripping molasses. I mean, it's like, don't, because if you have people, if you've ever been in a group before or after Mass that prays the rosary, a lot of times it's chaos. It's a verbal wrestling match of who can be the loudest, who can emphasize the name of Jesus the most, or what. It's craziness. Just be normal. Regular breathing patterns, and pray it so that people can take a breath. I mean, I do think that if people pray it together, they almost need to be taught how to pray it together so that you can pray it well.
Well, Father, on our show today about the power of the rosary, which we're doing a part two of tomorrow, one of the ladies who called mentioned a scriptural rosary, and she talked about how she really made a conscious, intentional effort to focus on the mysteries as they're found in scripture, and she really allowed those to soak in and penetrate her mind and her heart. Talk about that for a minute, because sometimes we do get a little bit mechanical with the rosary. And I mentioned, you know, how if I pray the rosary, and I'll mention whatever decade it is, and that seems to be about the last of my focusing on that, and then all of a sudden it's just my mind is distracted and wandering. But the rosary is such a beautiful, beautiful prayer as we meditate on so many beautiful things about the life and ministry of Jesus.
Yeah, no, I agree. The scriptural rosary is great. It takes a little longer, of course, to do, but, you know, that's okay. You know, you can recite, what a lot of people do is after each Hail Mary, they just recite like a sentence or so from the scriptures that are pertinent to that mystery, and they just keep going through like that. And it does, it really does help your mind focus. And sometimes what people do too is they'll have like a little pamphlet in front of them that their eyes can be looking at the image, that the mystery that they're meditating on. That way, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul, so to speak. And so when you focus on that visual aspect, you can become more attentive and less distracted as well.
Well, this is good for us to hear, especially during Rosary Month. And you know, Father, I know that your latest, you know, real deep your focus and your passion is on Saint Joseph, and you had such a clear, direct message to all of us when you came and visited Arizona and you spoke at one of the parishes that I attend, that you were very adamant about the fact that it's time for Saint Joseph to emerge. And I know we're already 10 minutes into this webinar, but you know, folks can get your wonderful books like Champions of the Rosary that came out a couple years ago, Rosary Gems, Marian Gems, and you said the 10 Wonders of the Rosary, this book that you just published, I think this year, you said is just as great. It's a small book. Everybody can go and get them either on your, is it Amazon or your website? What's the easiest way for folks to get the books that you've done?
Yeah, they can get it on Amazon. A lot of people do that today because they get free shipping and everything. So that's great. If they want to get it from my website, it's fathercalloway.com. That's another way. And your local Catholic bookstores as well, of course.
Okay, perfect. And I know you have a lot of the books on EWTN, I believe, rc.com as well. So that's perfect too. So always, folks, check EWTN RC first, and you know, because you'll see a lot of the books there that we promote. But I really wanted to, if it's okay with everyone who's listening, we got many, many folks that are listening and have been registered by phone and online, which is on the computer, which is wonderful. But if it's okay with you, Jerry, and Father, I'd love to transition right into Saint Joseph, because you've got a lot to say about this, and we need to really get up to speed on this. And I mean, I'm taking to heart what you said to all of us in Arizona. You know, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time that Saint Joseph, you know, we utilize Saint Joseph, we count and lean on Saint Joseph, and he plays an important role in what's going to happen in this world. Can you kind of go into the background of how you developed that devotion and dedication to Saint Joseph, and what it means for all of us, Father?
It's so huge that I'm convinced that there's something going on. The Holy Spirit is wanting to draw our attention to Saint Joseph. And you know, there are really ancient prophecies that have talked about this. You know, there's a Dominican from like the 14th century, I think it was, Father Isolanos was his name. He talked about this. He said, when the time comes when the role and importance of Saint Joseph is fully recognized by the church, we will experience a great victory. And I believe that now is this time, or it's coming soon. Because even at Fatima, for example, on the last apparition, October 13th, 1917, Saint Joseph appeared holding the Christ child, and together, Saint Joseph and the Christ child blessed the world. And myself and many other theologians and people who studied these things really believe that we're really not going to experience the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary until we experience this Saint Joseph aspect in the church, because How could the triumph of her Immaculate Heart ever come about if we don't recognize the importance of family, and we don't recognize the importance of the Holy Family primarily? And right now, as you know, we've got a crisis in the world, and sadly even in the church. We've got a lot of confusion. We've got a lot of people fighting and very divisive. And as Sister Lucia said again at Fatima, that the final confrontation between good and evil would be over marriage and the family. So many good people have consecrated themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I praise that. I tell people, do that. That is one of the best things you can do for your spiritual life. So we've been baptized into Christ. We've been consecrated to Our Lady. The missing link in all of this is Saint Joseph. And we've been waiting 2,000 years to get him in his prominent place and role. And now's the time. And I can tell you, it's providential that we're having this webinar on the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, because she was a major player for promoting St. Joseph in the 16th century. And if she were here today, or we could hear her voice, I guarantee you she would be saying to us, do it. Do this. This is what is needed right now to restore order. Because when your house is falling apart and there's chaos and confusion, you need a father to restore order. And so we need the spiritual fatherhood of Saint Joseph right now. And I mean, you've unleashed me with a microphone here. This is dangerous. I could talk for the next 2 hours, but that's what my book that I've done is going to help to bring about, is a complete renewal of devotion to Saint Joseph, and hopefully a renewal of holiness in the church.
Well, yeah, and Father, I'm glad that you pointed out that at the last apparition, you know, Saint Joseph was there holding the Christ child, and he is such a powerful, powerful saint. He does get kind of lost in the mix a little bit, and you know, and we understand. I mean, Mary has the unique, special role that she has. But what do you think? You mentioned bringing Saint Joseph back is so important for the restoration of the family, both you know, the domestic church family and the you know, ecclesiastical church family. What do you think is going to be, you know, the response of people to this? Is this something that you expect the world is going to be, you know, very eager for and hungry for and really truly embrace?
I do. I think it's going to be so huge that we don't have any idea what's coming, and not like what I've done. I mean, I'm a nobody, but I mean, it's going to start something. It's going to start a snowball that people are going to, I think, wake up to this and be like, yeah, you know what? We've never really paid much attention to Saint Joseph, and why is he depicted as an old man? Is that really actually true? And so many things are going to come into play here that we're going to realize that this guy is the second greatest, you know, person who walked on this planet after the Virgin Mary. I mean, he is the holiest guy. He's the patron of the universal church. He's our spiritual father. He's got that title, Terror of Demons. I mean, the devil fears when that man sleeps, because he communicates with God, you know, even in his sleep. And so there's something so profound about Saint Joseph that I believe that God has reserved the treasure of the church finally coming to know his privileges, his titles, his honors, his glories, his wonders toward the end of days. I think that now is the time when something wonderful is going to come into the church. And next year, 2020, is the 150th anniversary of when he was declared patron of the Universal Church in 1870. So I've actually written to bishops asking them to declare a year of St. Joseph for their diocese. And many of them are responding to that. The bishop in Charlotte, North Carolina, he's already said he's going to do it, his diocese. And I wrote the Pope and I said, Holy Father, I beg you to do this for the good of the church. In 2,000-year history of Christianity, we've never had a year of St. Joseph, never. And so now's the time. If we do this, it's going to bring unbelievable graces to the church.
Father, folks, if you just signed in, I see that folks are signing in right now. So thank you so much if you joined us midway. We're talking about consecration to St. Joseph and the awareness of what St. Joseph can do in our world at this time. Our guest is Father Donald Calloway, and we hope you stay with us for at least for the next 15 minutes because we have more to talk about. But Father, you've taken this on, and he's kind of been a forgotten saint in so many ways. Mm. Tell us a little bit about the resistance that you're getting from, you know, demons, let's face it. I mean, they're probably not happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, just like when you promote, you know, devotion to Our Lady or Marian consecration or the rosary, you know, you're going to come up against obstacles and the devil is going to be right there trying to destroy it all. Or for Divine Mercy, for example, the devil hates that. And so, yeah, boy, let me tell you, this is my 14th book. And it is the most difficult, the most arduous, it's been tearing me apart trying to just get this thing to move forward with so many complications, so many difficulties. And we're making movement, but I want to ask all the people to pray. Please pray for this book to come to fruition. The book is done. I've got the endorsements from Jim Caviezel, from bishops around the world, from Scott Hahn. I've got endorsements that are unbelievable. And actually, believe it or not, people can actually pre-order the book already on Amazon. You can't even get it on my website yet, but Amazon's so excited about it, they put it up because they even know it's going to be a bestseller. And believe it or not, it already is. It doesn't come out till January 1st, and it's already hitting bestseller marks, and it's not even out yet. So, yeah, it's going to be huge, guys. It's going to be huge.
Well, on that note, Father, I think maybe talk for a minute about you're obviously you're a priest, you're a high profile. A lot of people are going to hear about this and undertake this consecration and renewed devotion to Saint Joseph. What about each of us individually? You know, to protect ourselves, just to guard ourselves, be on guard spiritually, to fortify ourselves, put on the armor of God. How important is that for each of us, especially in the days that we're living in right now? It seems like people are falling by the wayside right and left. And I pray often for perseverance in the faith, and I think we all should. But how important is that for us to all be fortified spiritually and to be deep in prayer right now?
Oh, it's huge. And again, you nailed it. I mean, these are difficult times, and we gotta stay vigilant. And I think that if we take Saint Joseph as our model, we'll be able to get through it, and we'll be able to come out the other side of this great trial that we're going through virtuous. And so let's be like Joseph in the sense of staying extremely close to the Blessed Virgin Mary and close to our Lord, especially through adoration. So, for example, Saint Joseph never got to adore the Eucharistic presence of our Lord. However, he adored him 24/7 in their home, in Nazareth and when they were in Egypt. I mean, Saint Joseph is like the founder of perpetual adoration. Wherever he went, he set up perpetual adoration chapels. You know what I mean? I mean, if we're like Saint Joseph, we're going to be able to get through anything. We're going to be able to slay dragons. That's why we call him the terror of demons. And that lily in his hand is not just something that looks nice and cute. It's a weapon to, and that purity is to conquer the filth that is satanic, and we have a lot of that today. So we need Saint Joseph.
Father Calloway, maybe for our participants that are part of this webinar, can you share with us what resources you used in your book to get better information about Saint Joseph? I know we have a couple books coming up in our book club that I think you might have used as part of your research. Can you maybe help us so we know where to go? Because he's very misunderstood, and there's not much. I mean, where do we go? What's the best? What are the best sources?
Yeah, I could tell you tons. The key is just when my book comes out, get it. Because I did all the work. Yes, I saved you all the, But obviously there's encyclicals from popes, there's apostolic letters, and I've got saints that I've, oh my goodness, because I travel the world constantly. And so I've been around the world doing research in monasteries and libraries and religious communities. And I will have in the book a lot of things that are translated into English for the first time, have never appeared in English before, about Saint Joseph, and they are absolutely mind-blowing, some of these things. And then I've got, of course, mystics in there as well, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich and Venerable Mary the Great, a whole bunch of others. And it's just, I compiled all the sources, I prayed about how to organize it, and I believe the Holy Spirit just showed me. And I've been praying a nonstop novena since January 1st of this year, and it'll end on January 1st of next year when the book is officially published, the publication date. So I'm praying that the book is anointed and everybody will just get so much out of it.
What? Tell us a little bit about, is this going to be a formal consecration similar to the total consecration to Jesus through Mary of St. Louis de Montfort? Or, how is this consecration element of the book and the movement going to unfold, Father?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because, when St. Louis de Montfort came up with the 33-day method, it's brilliant. It's not too short. It's not terribly long. And it allows you to really cover some good material. And so I thought, why reinvent the wheel? So I just follow that same method. And so there's something that you do every day with reading and prayers. You can do it individually, as a group, as a parish, as a diocese. I've actually already got several bishops who have said they want to implement this in every parish in their diocese when it comes out. So we're going to, and what's the fruit of that going to be? People are going to be like, why don't we have a statue of St. Joseph in our church? And they're going to get one. We need an image of St. Joseph. We need to celebrate Wednesday masses in honor of St. Joseph because that's the tradition and almost nobody knows about it. All this kind of stuff is going to come back in a strong way when people consecrate themselves to St. Joseph.
Well, you're getting me thinking, Father. I am very grateful to my parents because we always celebrated March 19th, St. Joseph's Day, and I know it was kind of an Italian tradition, but we always did. So that makes me feel good because I know that so many times, I mean, we just kind of we bypass, we overlook St. Joseph, and it's, I mean, I guess as Catholics, we probably shouldn't feel guilty about that. We should just start understanding his role now, right, Father?
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And a lot of it, you're right. I mean, it's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's just, you know, we don't have one single word from him in the New Testament. But actions in this instance do truly speak louder than words because he's a man of action. And when God speaks to him, he doesn't even need to say anything. He gets up and he acts on that word. And so I think now is the time to really, after 2,000 years, let's take a look at what the popes have said, what the saints have said, what the mystics have said, what apparitions have said. Because, you know, I think people, when they get this book, they're going to be surprised to find out that St. Joseph has actually appeared in quite a few apparitions. And in some of them, he's actually spoken and at great length. So, yeah, they're going to be, the readers are just going to be like, wow, this is, I never heard of this, you know?
Well, we're grateful to all of you who have joined us. We've got a few more minutes left here with our special guest, Father Donald Calloway, on this free Jerry and Debbie webinar we talked about the rosary in the first segment and talking now about St. Joseph, his powerful role in God's plan of salvation history, and how Father is just convinced, and so many others are, that St. Joseph is really going to be a key to the unfolding of the coming days in the church and the new springtime and just the revival that we are all hoping and praying for. And Father, to that end, on a practical level, we often encourage, you know, young people, in particular families, young people, to be consecrated to Our Lady for their vocational discernment. And when people such as yourself, you know, you become a priest, we turn to Mary, you know, Queen of the Clergy, and no priest, no one at all should have a, you know, should not have a relationship with Mary. But talk about how, you know, families can also now, not just starting now, but in a very special way in your mind and in your heart, really consecrate their kids to St. Joseph for their vocation, consecrate their families and their households and the power that can come into the family through that.
Yeah, that is a powerful thing, because you're right. The Marian consecration, you know, is super powerful. And we see the fruits of that. We see the fruits of that in restored marriages and vocations. And it's wonderful. And I think when we bring in St. Joseph, we're going to kind of close the gap, so to speak, because we're going to realize that family dimension. And that's what society needs today, is to go back to the basics, the fundamentals. And so if we can get the things rightly ordered in the family, then I think we're going to see a lot of good fruit from that. If we get husbands, for example, who are more like St. Joseph, they're strong and you know, they're masculine, and yet they're gentle and they're loving and they're filled with compassion, we're going to get things rightly ordered. Because today, a lot of men don't know what it means to be a man, and they just watch TV and they get up really bad examples. And I think if, you know, we get this even in the priesthood, for example, if we get guys in the priesthood who are more like St. Joseph, who want to protect and defend their bride and the ones that have been entrusted to them, like our Lord entrusted his life to St. Joseph, we're going to get a stronger society. We're going to get a stronger church. We're going to get stronger parishes. So I do encourage people when they get the book to do it as a family, because I think it's going to have real potential to bring about a renewal of love in society and in the family.
Well, Father Calloway, you really, I mean, I think all of us are just, we're very ready for January 1st when that book comes out. So we're going to pray for you that you continue to go strong and get through everything and just, you know, purge through all that resistance that's coming at you, because, you know, you have a mission and you've taken it on. And it's quite obvious how much you love Our Lady and St. Joseph. And it's just beautiful to see it unfold in your ministry life. And you've helped so many people. We pray that the good Lord allows you to see all the folks that you've helped when you're finished with your purpose. But you got many more years, you know, many more surfing years.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's beautiful. And I tell you, everywhere I go, I know Jerry feels the same way. Everywhere we go, we hear such positive things about the work that you're doing, and you've really helped people change their prayer life. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, so many folks are struggling right now. They don't know what to lean on, what to turn to, and to know that we have this protection, this guidance, the comfort of, you know, the heavenly realm. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And the more we realize that, like books like yours, that you've done all the research, we can just pick it up and start using it as a family, as a parish, as a community. It will transform our world. You know, one neighborhood at a time, and that's perfect. And so we just thank you so very much. I want to thank you on behalf of everybody, because everywhere I go, everybody just seems to really love what you have to offer. All the books. I didn't realize it was 14, Father. Now you went up a couple notches in my book. That's awesome.
I can't believe it either. I look at these on my shelf and I'm like, my, I've been busy, you know. But I've been a priest 16 years, so I've been cranking them out. So.
Very true. Very true.
Well, again, so folks, what's the official title of the book, Father?
Yeah, thanks. The official title is simple. It's Consecration to Saint Joseph. Nothing fancy. I just thought that's a simple one. Consecration to Saint Joseph. And as I said, people can pre-order it on Amazon right now, and it's really cheap. It's a pre-order discount or something like that. So yeah, check it out.
Well, and I would encourage anyone listening to get a copy for your pastor too, and give your pastor, you know, a few months before the book officially comes out to review it and just to pray over that. And because I know you said, Father, you're going to bishops, you went to the Pope asking him to proclaim a year of Saint Joseph, and there's nothing wrong with kind of coming at this from the ground up too, if you will, you know, go to the top and then the lady, you know, and families and parishes. So very good. Any last thoughts you want to share with us, Father, before maybe we can get a blessing from you before you end, but if there's anything else on your heart, feel free to share it.
Yeah, just keep me and my brother priest in prayer. You know, that's difficult times that we're living in, and it's a lot of attacks against priests today, and a lot of criticism, a lot of division. Pray for us. We need it. Pray for the bishops. We need it. Pray for that synod going on over there in Rome. They need it. Yeah, know that we're praying for you guys. We're in this together. And so I pray that the Lord will bless you and all the people who participate in this webinar for many graces through the intercession of Our Lady and Saint Joseph. Give this blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father, so very much.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
All right. God
Thank
bless.
you. Okay, folks, well, this is another one of our free webinars at jerryanddebbie.com. And just as a preview, next month we've got another book planned that kind of revolves around some of the things that Father Calloway was talking about. So I think you'll like that for the Inspired by Faith book club. Also, next month is Tim Staples coming up talking about his book, Behold Your Mother, which is again about the Blessed Mother. So perfect. So this just all ties in nicely. Gary Zimak's coming up in December and Rose Sweet in January. So if you like what you're hearing on these free webinars, this is our way of bringing you just really wonderful speakers and guests to you. And it doesn't take away from your call-in show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, because we know you like to drive the show. And so when we have guests, you know, they're kind of the prime, you know, the focus of the show. And so we always want to make you the focus of our daily Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So these webinars have been just great to bring on top speakers and to let you know what's happening in the Catholic Christian world. So if you liked everything that's happening at Jerry and Debbie, please support it. Please support it. We have the One Faith Ministries, and it's nonprofit, and we're trying to reach as many souls as possible. We have our whole Stand Tall line coming out of devotionals and inspirational jewelry coming out November 1st, All Saints Day. So if you just tell all your friends about jerryanddebbie.com, they can just check on it every day and see what's happening with the online store and every which way that you can participate. We'd like to grow the family. So you could help us with that by passing it on Facebook or Twitter or something of that nature, or just even supporting it yourself. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, we just please make a point of following us on Facebook and Twitter. We have it up on the webinar screen right now for those of you who are on your computer. Facebook, it's at Jerry and Debbie. Twitter is at Jer and Deb. So we've shortened our names a little bit there. Our website, jerryanddebbie.com. But yeah, please support EWTN, your parishes, your dioceses. But if there's anything about our ministry, the work that we do on the radio show or outside of that with the webinars, the pilgrimages, the retreats, it does cost money to run, to do some of these things. And so we, Debbie and I, are very good at asking for money for other people. We host a lot of Catholic radio pledge drives, but it's not as easy asking for our own ministry, but the need is there. So we just ask you to prayerfully consider making a tax deductible gift at jerryanddebbie.com.
Okay, I think that does it. And look at that, Jerry, we're just pretty much right on the mark for time. So I'm so happy you spent this 30 minutes with us. Please don't forget to maybe possibly send us a donation at jerryanddebbie.com. Love you guys, and we'll see you on the radio show tomorrow for part two of the Rosary. We had jam-packed lines today, and we expect those tomorrow as well. So we'll see you real soon. Take care and God bless.